your giant-sized appetite.
And that is my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. That's right, OTAs are underway. Players are out on the football field getting ready for the 2015 season. Coming up on this show, we'll take a look at the history of the Giants, the 1950s. We'll take you inside the film room and study Justin Pugh. But to get things started, our spotlight of the OTAs features on the running backs.
I think the focal point is really to understand the offense inside and out, protect the quarterback at all costs, understand the protections inside and out, and executing on the little details of your position, where to line up, expectations before the play happened, understand how the defense is going to attack you. One, to earn the respect of your players. You know, I think you're always trying to do that. You know, I think it's important to go out there and finish every run, do it with energy, do it with excitement. Be an example and do it in the way that you want to see it done. I'm always working on my footwork. I'm always working on the technique of my first steps. Always finding ways to get stronger, take care of the body, work on my hands. And seeing the game before it happens is something that I'm really, really, really keyed in on doing. Shane Vereen is explosive. He's a smart running back. He can do a lot. He's versatile. Great hands. And he's difficult to cover. You know, he's going to bring depth to this backfield that we need. Andre Williams is a guy that's continuing to grow. You know, I'm proud of him for his willingness. You know, he came down this offseason to train with me, and watching him in OTA is just day one. He's becoming a little bit more comfortable and seeing the game before it happens, and that's something I've been trying to teach to him since he got here. Henry is a bruiser. You know, he's a great fullback, has soft hands, and he understands the offense. He always finds himself in a good position. To be able to dig defenders out. If you watch the tape, he's always been explosive every time he makes contact. Coach McAdoo brought over an offense that last year was a system that we implemented. This year is ours. Every guy was brought in here to help us win. So I've been watching a lot of the rookies come in and work hard, and even some of the guys across the league that are veterans come in with the attitude that we want to win.
Hey, day one, man. Keep stacking these days on, work on your craft, study the tape, come back out and get better tomorrow. Playmakers on three. One, two, three, playmakers.
Well, in order for running backs to be successful, they need good blocking up front. So we take you inside the film room and study Justin Pugh after year number two.
I love the competition. I mean, you're going out there every day, you're going against somebody, and it's a one-on-one battle, and your battle can help determine the outcome of 11 different guys or 10 other guys on the field. So you have to go out there and win and do your job, and, you know, everything else will, fall where it may. But that's the thing I love about it. The competition is like no other.
But great recognition and pass protection by Eli Manning and his line. They brought some guys in there. He had him in the right offense.
I think as an offensive line, you have to establish that run. I think something that we got to do up front is be physical. Get on our guys for a few seconds, and those running backs are going to make us look good.
Got behind everybody, great protection, and when he gets going, you're not catching him.
I know the future is definitely bright, and I'm looking forward to getting back out there with these guys, and obviously making the playoffs next year is the number one goal.
I'm joined by former Giants offensive lineman Roman Oben to break down Justin Pugh. You know, here's a guy that, you know, inserted at the right tackle spot as a rookie.
Right.
Year number two, what were some of the things about his game that you liked?
One thing that he improved is just his hand placement and his foot drive. And as an offensive lineman, you know, he's not a 6'7", 330-pound guy. We're similar size, 6'4", about 310. So you've got to have good hand placement and good foot drive.
All right, we're going to take a look at some examples of Justin Pugh in action from 2014.
Yeah, this first play we're going to see Justin Pugh here. You're going to see him go inside, and this could be considered a position block, but he keeps the defender walled in, and he continues to drive his feet. And you got to remember, it takes a while for the running back to actually get to the line of scrimmage, so you've got to sustain your blocks a lot longer.
Sets up a positive run for Andre Williams inside the 5-yard line. Another look at Justin Pugh in action.
Yeah, in this play, we're going to look at him really sitting on the bull rush. And this is the advantage when you're a little bit shorter offensive tackle. 6'4 versus 6'6, 6'7. You're going to see Justin Pugh right here. He gets hit in the middle and look at him back up. And now watch him reestablish his feet and his leverage with that perfect body lean. Now the extension with his inside hand, preventing the defensive end from getting to the quarterback. Eli Manning completes a pass to Jennings for a big game.
All right, so that's Justin Pugh at work and kind of making an adjustment when it looked like he was going to be beat. Makes the adjustment. Eli's able to check down to the running back. So as you look at Justin Pugh's game through 2 years and a lot of starts, what are some of the areas that he has to get better in to be a more consistent player?
Well, the only criticism you hear about Justin Pugh is that maybe he can go to guard and be an effective puller in traps, and especially in this offense with McAdoo. But he could play right tackle or left guard. He just needs to continue to improve, better tape study, and just do the things that it takes to become a good offensive lineman. It takes about your third or fourth year, Bob, to really be settled at the offensive line position. He's a guy that can be versatile on both sides.
That's Justin Pugh inside the film room. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Giants linebackers as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Pop at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. OTAs, we focus in on the Giants linebackers.
I think anytime you look at a linebacking core, you know, the thing you want to accomplish first and foremost is doing it together. You know, once you do it together and you're playing for the man next to you, that's the only way a guy can be successful. In our group, we're extremely talented. You know, we have a great skill set, probably the most talented group of guys I've been around, just in terms of raw speed and ability. We have an outstanding coach who's going to get us the information. Now the onus is on us to get together and study. And then, you know, the speed and the talent can broadcast throughout the stadium. It can be shown on every play that, you know, these guys are one of the most effective group, if not the most effective group in the National Football League. Man, we have, you know, Jonathan Casillas, who's you know, just won a Super Bowl with the Patriots. And, you know, JT Thomas is coming off a rough season with Jacksonville. But if you watch them play ball on defense, they got after it, man. We have some guys who have some skin in the game, which is good. Experience is always good. But at the same time, they're still trying to carve out their niche. They want their place in this game, and they're trying to create that legacy by moving forward. You know, watching Devon last year come in, and you say, wow, you know, this guy's, you know, he's easily 6'3", 255, maybe 260, but he's chiseled. He's a bigger guy. He could easily go play defensive end if he wanted to. But to see him kind of just take coaching, prepare, and then go out there and do it. And he's come back this offseason, and he's a step or two faster. I've noticed it. He could be as good as anybody who's played here. You know, if you look at Jamil, he was, you know, undrafted guy. He's a very savvy guy, tough-nosed kid from Philly, just, you know, a guy that you could say, hey, I want this type of player on my team. You know, a guy who prepares, who's tough, can play all three positions. Mark Herzlick, another guy who has to play all three positions and knows everything. And then when he gets out there, he always makes something happen. People follow you by the way you go about your business. And throughout my career, I've been able to lead based on the way I work and the way I play. And then being consistent at that. You know, when you're the tip of the spear, you have to do things a certain type of way. And part of that is being healthy, and being out there for the workouts, the walkthroughs, and doing my job at a very consistent level, at a high level. And at the same time, I think it all works well together. We understand our roles, and everyone has one common goal, and we just want to be the best linebacker core, the whole group together in the NFL.
Everybody counts on us to get it right. Get in your book, spend some time. Let's keep building. Build, build, build. Backers on three. One, two, three. Backers.
Hey, part of the linebacker's responsibility is taking on guards, which leads us to this week's Off Guard.
Baseball, 100%.
Soccer. Never played a day in my life, but I think I would have been good at it.
Boxing. That's easy.
Cricket or polo or something like that. I don't know.
Favorite superhero? The Hulk.
Thor.
Favorite superhero? Batman. He's the only one that do it naturally.
Favorite toy as a kid? Probably a yo-yo.
A football.
Favorite toy as a kid? Oh, man. I had this oven where you could make, like, gooey, slimy candy. So it wasn't no easy bake oven. It was a candy making oven.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This past season, the New York Giants celebrated 90 years of New York Giants football. So many championships. And when you think about some of the glory decades, you have to include the 1950s, when the Giants came of age in the NFL.
In 1956, the Giants began playing their games in historic Yankee Stadium, and the players could not have been more pleased.
There was nothing like playing at Yankee Stadium. I mean, it was like playing in a Hall of Fame.
In their inaugural season at Yankee Stadium, New York would advance to the NFL championship game against the Chicago Bears in a sneakers game sequel.
And Triplett's blast 20 yards down to the 2-yard line. All those pretty white sneakers.
We had a magical season and wound up beating the Chicago Bears for the NFL championship 47-7 in Yankee Stadium. And to win the championship in New York was something very special too.
The 40-point drubbing gave the Giants their first championship in 18 years, and it marked the emergence of a new era of big blue defensive dominance.
In 56, I think the key to our great year was our defense.
Today you will play pro football, riding on Sam Huff's back. We've wired him for sound with a tiny transistorized radio transmitter.
What do you do that for, 88? You do that one more time, 88, I'm going to sock you one. Don't do that. You run again, you'll get a broken nose. Don't do that. Hit me on the chin with your elbow.
Sam Huff, Andy Robustelli, and Dick Modulesky were the core of a new defense that would dominate the league in the late 1950s. And in 1958, the New York Giants and Baltimore Colts would meet for the NFL championship in front of more than 65,000 fans at Yankee Stadium. A record national television audience tuned in and watched as the visitors bolted to a 14-3 halftime advantage. In the fourth quarter, Charlie Connerly's pass to Frank Gifford put the Giants ahead 17-14.
And the amazing Giants take the lead.
But a late rally by the Colts tied the game, setting up the first sudden death overtime in NFL history.
We're going to see the first application in history of the sudden death rule. The Colts at the line of scrimmage.
And although the Giants would eventually lose,
United States begins to an 18 in the ball game.
The day's drama would thrust the game of football into the national spotlight.
I think it was the wise and very intelligent use of television that had helped this game pick up fans around the entire country. And all of a sudden, people were watching football more than anything they watched on television. And it became a real boost. I mean, it just grew up overnight. The people who probably recognized that growth sooner than most were the people on Madison Avenue. The entire advertising world was controlled on Madison Avenue. And they were just absolutely caught up with pro football. We did advertisements for anything and everything. we were easy, if you might say. We were streetwalkers. But it was just a magic time to be here.
Hey, Joe, are you still using that greasy kid stuff on your hair?
What else?
Vitalis. That's what else.
You ask most pro football fans who played in the championship in 1958, Baltimore and New York. Johnny Unagi, I remember him, and Charlie Connerly was a quarterback. People remember that game.
When you look back at the history of this game and the contribution that each and every one of these ball players made, it was just such a magical time. And it was a new era coming in to pro football, which made it possible for today's television and radio and everything else and bringing the fans. And now we have the number one sport in the world, pro football.
That's a look back at the wild 1950s in the history of the New York Football Giants. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, the Giants take to the golf course. We'll tell you about it after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. One of the fun things that the Giants do every offseason is the Giants Foundation Golf Outing, held at historic Westchester Country Club. So here's a look back at the golf outing, including a little competition among some of the players.
We're out here at Westchester Golf Course, you know, out here for the New York Giants Foundation, and, you know, just come out here to support event and, you know, try to play well in golf. But, you know, I can look like I play golf, but I really can't play.
Really happy to be out here to support the Mara family and the Giants organization, to be able to just lend our time, get to meet sponsors and meet people that really support the Giants, that are big fans, and just have the opportunity to play this great course. It's a great day for everybody.
Well, it's great raising money for the Giants Foundation, and just a great day, a lot of fun. You see a lot of teammates out here, some playing golf for the first time, see some bad-looking swings, but still a great day and still a lot of fun.
I went 6th round and 7th round, two rookies. Well, one, he couldn't swing a golf club when we first got here. Now he's playing way better than I am.
I started off really bad, you know, I was trying to get the hang of it. Again, I was hitting right and left, you know. These guys are giving me some tips, and it's starting to improve drastically as I come through each hole.
The other one, we're just gonna leave it at that. The other one.
Trying, but it's just not connecting sometimes. Sometimes he'll sit there and swing and miss like 7 times. We just keep getting a good laugh at him, but you know, he's doing what he can. Hey, we got a few on cameras. If you look,
do
on
not
his,
lie.
Look on Cuz's phone. He got one on his phone. He'll miss it.
So who had the best shot at this hole?
At this hole?
Yeah.
You got it at this
all
hole.
Right, that's all I need to
say. At this hole. We play like, you know, 10 holes, you know. He ain't been doing that well.
No matter the sport, NFL players are competitive. So it was only natural for 4 Giants to test their golf skills on the course in a little competition.
We're having a little par 3 competition, so you can get it close to the hole. Let's see who wins.
I'm going to give it my all and see how it goes, but if you throw a competition my way, I'm gonna make it interesting.
Yeah, hopefully I can just get on the dance floor somewhere, and then I'll be happy.
Chances of bringing home the title? Slim?
Good shot. Great shot. Good shot. Good
shot. Come in.
Come in. Come in. Come in. Come in.
Right. 18, 17, 10. I think that's going to be good. I honestly, I want to make a side bet that Hynoski and Josh don't even put it on the green. Let alone within 17 feet.
What's up?
That's how it's been all day.
Hit a trainer. Got some work to do.
Oh! 15-10. Got him. Got you, Pew.
I had said it before, Josh Brown was my main competition. It looks like he beat me this time. So I guess the next outing, you know, I have to get my redemption.
Once again, you went out, your heckling got to me again, but I'll get you next time. I'll be sure to get back at you.
Way to go, buddy.
I had all of you before we even woke up this morning, but I appreciate you guys trying.
Congratulations to Josh Brown on his victory. You know, the kickers always seem to do well. I guess there's something about that kicking motion and a golf swing that lead to good, consistent scores. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, OTAs are underway, and this is a really important time of the year because, you know, they spent a lot of the early part of the off-season program getting their workouts in, being in the classroom, studying a lot of the concepts, learning about the offense, for the new players learning about the intricacies of Ben McAdoo's offense, and with Steve Spagnuolo coming back, installing a new defense. But you can study it on a screen all you want. You can look at all the tape you want, but it's actually getting out here on the field and doing it for real. Trying to apply the mental reps and figuring out how to get it done physically, and then being able to see what you see and react to it in proper sequence with your teammates. So although we're a long way still from training camp, this is important to get the players out on the field and start doing things physically that they're learning in the classroom so that it all comes together. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you join us on Giants.com. Follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants and, of course, on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.